Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. In 2008, a study published in the journal Nature said adults don't grow new fat cells. That was nice to hear. The Battle of the Bulge might seem a little more winnable if we know that there won't be any new enemy troops. Now, a study published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences says adults can develop new fat cells. And that revelation could provide insight about the risk of type 2 diabetes. The study investigated the location and composition of newly acquired body fat. It involved about 30 healthy young adults. For 2 months, they overate at every meal. They were also given supplemental treats to boost weight gain. The participants put on an average of 10 pounds. 8.5 pounds of it was fat. They also developed 2.6 billion new fat cells in the lower body. New fat cells usually didn't appear in the abdominal area. Their existing cells just got larger. That's not good. Oversized abdominal fat cells are predictive for insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. So the people who added most of their new body fat around the middle were at greater risk for those conditions. The researchers suggested that the tendency to develop new fat cells in the legs and hips may be a protective mechanism against metabolic disorders. The only problem is, not everyone gets the same amount of protection. So for people with pot bellies, the study contains new field intelligence. It says winning the Battle of the Bulge is more important than we previously thought. Fortunately, you have allies, their diet, exercise, and regular doctor's visits. Those three fat fighters belong in any slimmed-down squadron. And if you need them, they're always ready for recruitment. Health in a Heartbeat is celebrating 10 years of bringing you a daily dose of health news that seeks to inform and inspire. Produced by the University of Florida Health Science Center, its teaching hospital affiliate Chan's Healthcare, and WUFT-FM. Today's script is featured on the web at heartbeatradio.org. Our website provides a script archive and includes links to other trusted health-related websites.